Get your Bible out, if you would, please, and turn to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter number 20. Once you arrive at Proverbs chapter 20, I'd like for you to find verse number 6. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 6. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 6. Stand with me, if you will, please. We're going to read one verse. I'll allude to other verses throughout the night, but one verse, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6, the Bible says this: most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Tonight, I want to talk to you about the greatest thing that you can do with your education, and that is be faithful. Be faithful. Let's pray. Holy Spirit of God, take this simple thought of tonight. Get glory to thyself. May the graduates in a unique way be challenged, but may all of us leave this place understanding the importance of faithfulness in life. Please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Graduates, let me say to you, graduation is not the end. Graduation is the beginning. You're not finished. You're just getting started. Now, let me tell you something. Many others will graduate just like you. Tonight, I'll tell you one of the reasons why some of them will fail. Now, there are people that they're going to graduate just like you from high school, from college. They'll get master's degrees. Some of them will succeed, and some of them will fail. And if you listen very carefully, I'll give you a very, very simple truth. But you say, well, what will make the difference? Now, there's more than one thing that will make a difference, but one of those things is you're just learning to be faithful. Just learn to be faithful. Before I get into the Bible study, I was looking at the website for Forbes magazine, and I got to looking at it, and I wanted to know about the absenteeism at the corporations and in the businesses in America today. Forbes magazine did a study for a year ago. The annual cost of loss of productivity due to absenteeism. And I want you to listen to this very, very carefully. This is in regard to billions of dollars. In other words, the amount of money that is lost in our country because people are not faithful to show up and do their job. In the professional field, we're talking about that highest level. $24 billion were lost in one year because professionals would not show up to do their work. In the level of managers and executives, $15.7 billion were lost. Service workers, $8.5 billion lost because of lack of faithfulness. Clerical and office workers, $8.1 billion lost in our economy because somebody just didn't show up on Monday to do their work. In sales, $6.8 billion lost. School teachers, $5.6 billion lost. Nurses, $3.6 billion lost. In the transportation industry, $3.5 billion lost. Manufacturing and production, $2.8 billion lost. Business owners, $2 billion lost. Installation and repair type jobs, 1.5. In construction and mining, 1.3. I figured that up just in those areas. I gave you about a dozen of them. The economy, the United States of America, last year suffered $83,600,000,000 worth of loss because people are unfaithful to their jobs. I wish there was a way to calculate the spiritual loss to God's work because of the unfaithfulness of God's people. Young people, your pastor's not real smart. I could put what we'd call the jelly on the bottom shelf where anybody can reach it. You will succeed in life if you'll just show up and do what you're supposed to do. I might not come across like an intellectual tonight. I'm not trying to. Success is not as complicated as what people make it out to be. There's two basic elements. Show up and then do what you're supposed to do, and you can succeed in life. We read earlier from Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 6, where it said, "Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find?" It says there, who can find? In other words, what a find. If you can find somebody that's faithful, eureka. Look at this. Wow. And I'll tell you something. Employers are looking for faithful people. Everybody wants somebody that'll just show up and do what they're supposed to do. We're in search of that example. We're in search of that quality. Faithfulness is a quality of God. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23 says, "They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." God is perfectly faithful. Folks, you'll never have to worry about God showing up where he's supposed to be, nor will you have to worry about God doing what God is supposed to do. He is 100% faithful. If you're faithful, you're like God. Have you ever met someone who never misses a day of school? I'm not telling you that everybody can do that, but I have met people that went all the way through grade school, all the way through junior high school, all the way through high school. They were bound and determined to never miss a day of school, and they did it. What is that? Faithfulness. Have you ever met someone who never misses a day of work? They're faithful. Have you ever met a husband or a wife, stayed married for 70 years and faithful to one another? That's faithfulness. There are preachers that have stuck to the old-time religion for years and years and years and years, and they ought to. That's being faithful. Have you met a person who maybe attended the same church for 50 or 60 years? What is that? That's faithfulness. There are people that will get a job and keep that job and show up every day. They're faithful. Not everybody can teach a great lesson, but everybody can be faithful. Not everybody can sing a great solo, but everybody can be faithful. Not everybody can build a great company, but those that are building companies can show up and do what they're supposed to do. And I will promise you, if you will just show up and do what you've been trained to do, you will succeed. Not everybody can write a great book, but everybody can be faithful. Not everybody may lead massive people, but everybody can be faithful. Not everybody can become the ultimate problem solver in life, but everybody could be faithful. Hey, maybe not everybody could give a giant offering to the church, but everybody could be faithful to give to God. In the church, not everybody may be a great bus captain, but everybody could be a faithful bus worker or bus captain. Look, faithfulness is available to everybody. Did you know that young people can be faithful? And old people can be faithful. Rich people can be faithful. But wait, poor people can be faithful. The educated can be faithful. And the uneducated can be faithful. The physically strong can be faithful. The physically weak can be faithful. New Christians can be faithful. But older Christians can be faithful. Maybe one of the greatest qualities that one could possess in life is faithfulness, and faithfulness to our Lord. Through the years, when I go to looking for people to help me around the church, key element, faithfulness. You say, "But I've got talent." Whoop-de-doo. You can have all the talent in the world, but if we can't count on you to be where you're supposed to be, then how can we count on you to do what you're supposed to do? I was telling Brother Phillips earlier, I would rather have an average Joe that'll show up than somebody that's got all sorts of pizzazz, and you never figure out whether they're going to show up or not. Faithfulness is very important. You say, I will be a success because of my personality. Your personality will not make you a success. You'll be a success because you learn how to show up where you're supposed to show up and do what you're supposed to do. You could have the most bland personality in the world, but if you'll show up every day, everybody else will lose their job and lose their promotions because they just didn't show up to get promoted. I know people have great talent and wonderful smarts, but they're unfaithful, so to a degree, they're unusable. What is faithfulness? What is it? Revelation chapter 2, verse 10 says, be thou faithful unto death. I looked at the Hebrew word a little, this word faithfulness, and this is some of the definition that I found. Faithfulness, a faithful person, it is one who is stable and they bring with them stability. It is one who is secure and they bring with them a security. It is one who is steady, and they add to what they do a steadiness. It is one who has some assurance within themselves, and they bring to the table assurance that affects other people. I believe that faithfulness reproduces itself. You get around faithful people, you'll tend to be faithful. You spend too much time around unfaithful people, you'll end up being unfaithful. A faithful person is somebody who is established in their character. It is someone who is firm. It is someone who thinks in a permanent fashion instead of a temporary fashion. They're steadfast. They're predictable. It's one who is set in life, like cement sets up. You know how cement starts out and it's soft, but when you have become faithful, you have become strong, you've become rigid or hard. You're set in your way. You say, in what way? Being where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do. To those of you graduating, you have an education, you were taught something, you have been learning something. Let me tell you something. What you need to do is to be faithful with what you have been given. And be where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to do. What is faithfulness? It's consistently being where you're supposed to be. Your presence is stable. Here's faithfulness. Nobody spends their time on a routine basis wondering, will you show? Will they be here? Will they not? Will they show up for work? Will they not? Will they be late? Will they not? If people can't count on you like that, I hate to tell you, that means you're not faithful. Faithful. Consistently being where you're supposed to be. What is faithfulness? Consistently doing what you're supposed to do. Your performance is stable. It's consistently being what you're supposed to be. Not just doing what you're supposed to do, but being what you're supposed to be. Remember, faithfulness is someone who is stable. And they bring stability with them. Now, who do they bring that stability to? Well, they bring it to others who might be their equals in life, if you will. They bring stability to the organization that they're serving. They bring stability to their leaders. They bring stability to casual observers. Folks, you and I ought to be faithful. We ought to be faithful to church. We ought to be faithful to our ministry obligations. But you ought to be faithful to work. You ought to be faithful. You ought to be faithful in your obligations. And again, I realize this is not a real elaborate message, but I'm just here to tell you, I think I've figured out the secret to success. It's being where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do, and being the kind of person God expects you to be. And if you'll do that, you will succeed. You say, it's got to be more complicated than that. Not really. Not really. Be faithful. And the scripture said, but a faithful man, who can find? People are looking for that. People are looking for faithfulness. I'll tell you right now, you go out and get a job, they want you to show up. Your first question is not supposed to be, how many days off do I get? They want to know, how many days on are you going to have? They don't give you a job so you can have a day off. They give you a job so you can have a day on. Faithfulness. Secondly, folks, I'll give you part of the key to this thing. You got to want to be faithful. You got to want that. 1 Corinthians 4:2, it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You ought to want to be faithful. You know what I'd love? I'd love it if somebody here tonight would make the decision. That's what I want. I want to be faithful. You know, hey, young people that have not decided what God would have you to do in life, and just so you all know, you're not supposed to decide what you want to do in life. You're to decide what God wants you to do in life. The safest and the most productive thing you could do with your life is whatever God wants. But hey, you know, more important than you deciding what we'd call the career choice, if you could decide to be faithful, your career choice then is set. Because once you pick that, you will succeed, because you succeed by being where you're supposed to be and doing what you're supposed to do. So a decision for faithfulness tonight is a decision for success in life. Make the decision. You'll be faithful. If you've never made that decision, you ought to make that decision. Faithfulness is a big deal. Faithfulness is a big decision. Faithfulness is the key to success. Have you ever decided that you'll be faithful? If you want to be, God will help you to be. If you want to, you can be faithful. Number three, which means probably this, you're going to have to decide that you don't want to be unfaithful, which is the opposite. And I realize that. But maybe you need to face the fact that you are unfaithful. You're not consistent. We don't know. Will they come? Will they not come? Will they show up? Will they do what they're supposed to do? Will they not do what they're supposed to do? If your boss feels that, if your spouse feels that, if your church feels that, there's an element of unfaithfulness. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 25, verse 19, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth. Look. When you have something that needs to be done and you need to put your confidence in somebody, you want your confidence in somebody that's going to show up and do what's supposed to be done. And so you know, when you don't show up when you're supposed to show up and do what you're supposed to do, since you did show up, you're like a toothache. You're a pain. There are lots of other ways of saying it. Anybody that leads anything here today, you know exactly what I mean. Nothing like having somebody not show up to do what they're supposed to do. It's an ache. It's a pain. You got to decide that you're not going to be unfaithful, which means you may just have to face it. You're not faithful. I want to decide to be faithful, which means I've got to decide I'm going to stop behaving in an unfaithful way. That means at work. That means at church. That means with your duties. And look, this isn't just all about work. This is not all about the work arena, if you will. Some of you children, mom and dad give you a duty at home, and it's your job to take out the trash. Or it's your job to maybe help do the dishes. Be faithful. Don't make it so mama has to come chasing after you all the time and saying, you didn't take out the trash, you didn't do the dishes, you didn't run that vacuum cleaner. You be faithful. You decide, I'll be where I'm supposed to be. I'll do what I'm supposed to do. I'll become what I'm supposed to become. And therefore, I will succeed. Now, I don't care what endeavor it is in life. If you won't be faithful, you are limiting your success. So to be faithful, you have to decide you want to be faithful. To be faithful, you're going to have to decide you are not going to be an unfaithful person. Then, I'll give you another little hint about this faithfulness issue. Faithful people, they have some tenacity. Faithful people have some drive. Faithful people, they just don't let things stop them easily. 1 Timothy 3:11 says, we're to be faithful in all things. Now, let me help you. We live in a mamby-pamby, twerpy, whiny, soft generation. People will look for anything as an excuse not to show up and do what they're supposed to do. That's the way it is. Folks, outdoors, there's a thing called weather. Weather comes in a variety of forms. Sometimes water comes from the sky. God calls it rain. Sometimes the water gets cold and it freezes. God calls it snow. Sometimes the wind blows. You know, God never intended for weather to stop us from being faithful. You know, there are actually people that will look out the window, it's raining, and say, I'm not going to church. Would you decide not to come to church when you take a shower because it's wet? Hey, you're not supposed to let weather stop you. Now, obviously, if there's 50 foot of snow, and obviously if there's a hurricane coming through and we're all going to die, we might not make it to something. But that's not been happening. Are you faithful? A faithful person doesn't let their friends stop them from doing the right thing. If you have a friend right now that's keeping you from showing up to do what you're supposed to do, something's wrong. You're not faithful. You're letting a friend get in front of your faithfulness. Hey, did you know people that are going to be faithful, they don't let just anything stop them. You say, well, it would have been inconvenient to show up. Well, God bless your pea-picking soul. Well, do what is inconvenient. You say, well, I woke up this morning and I was having a bad hair day. God knows I looked into the congregation today and most of you did have a bad hair day. You know, if the only day that I got up and started working were the days that I just felt fantastic, I'd never get out of bed. And let me tell you, if you get up and you're having a bad day, you know that does not change your obligations in life. Next time you go for a job interview, tell the boss, say, now listen, I wonder if I wake up and I burn my toast and spill my coffee on my lap. If I'm having a bad day, is it okay if I call off work? They're going to say, what are you talking about? We all face the trials and the hardships of life. Show up and do what you're supposed to do. That's how you get success in life. See, faithful people are not quick to let things stop them. You know, the devil will come and oppose you. In the church, the devil will oppose you. Yesterday, we had a youth activity. We have a new bus. Yesterday, our new bus decided it was going to misbehave. And so, we got at the end of the activity, we parked it, and we'll get it repaired this week. Today, a second bus decided to misbehave. What are we going to do? Well, we'll get that thing fixed up. But I will tell you this, we're not going to shut the bus ministry down because we had a bad day. Matter of fact, I consider it a compliment. I would guess the old devil is a little bit upset about this thing of us running those buses around and people getting saved and God changing lives. Hey, there's too many of you. The devil opposes you and you stick your tail between your legs and you run and you hide and you cower in the corner. Get up. Go to work. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't let things stop you from being faithful. Are you a professional excuse maker? If the workforce in America would spend as much time working as they do coming up with excuses as to why they can't do it, we could double the economy. People that are faithful, they don't let the task's difficulty stop them. You say it's hard. Okay, now that that's settled, go do it. Would you like me to whine with you for a little while? Let's all whine. Y'all know how to whine. Now, you should have a full dose of it this week. Now stop whining and go do what's hard. This country was built by people that did what was hard. Faithful people are not trying to let the weather stop them, or friends stop them, or a bad day stop them, or the devil's opposition, or excuses, or the difficulty of the task. And I hate to tell you this, but they don't let weariness stop them. This country's ran by weary people. You say, I'm tired, and I'm sorry. I'm not pleased that you're tired. I'm not happy that you're tired. I'm not trying to be your enemy. I'm trying to be your friend, but I'm going to tell you something. Even when you're tired, you need to be faithful. You need to be faithful. See, faithful people learn to climb over life's hurdles and obstacles and keep going. Faithful people are committed people. Faithful people are determined people. Faithful people are tough people. Faithful people are not looking for excuses to justify their unfaithfulness. They're looking for solutions to help eliminate anything that would hinder them or tamper with them being successful. And success comes by being where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do. I'm going to make a couple of other small points, and I won't be much longer, but let me teach you something. I believe faithful people listen to instructions. They even write down what they need to so that they can be faithful. If you're going to be faithful, then you're going to have to pay attention. Matthew 25:45 says, who then is faithful and wise? Folks, you can't be faithful to what needs to be done if you're not listening to what needs to be done. Faithful people give a serious attention to things like this. Where am I to meet? Faithful people give serious attention to things like this. When am I to be there? Faithful people give serious attention to what am I supposed to do when I get there? You do realize you need to know when, where, and what if you're going to succeed. So what do you do? Pay attention. Pay attention. Faithful people will write down what must be done and when it must be done, and they'll stop using, and listen very carefully, they'll stop using the, I forgot. I wasn't paying attention. Now listen, everybody's going to forget some. And everybody's going to miss a detail some. Some of you live there 24/7. You're oblivious to the responsibility that is yours in gathering the information that will help you to be faithful. If you would say, I want to be faithful, I've decided to be faithful, I'm going to be faithful, then if you'll make that decision, you better start paying attention to the where, the when, and the what. Because you will not be faithful if you don't know the where, the when, and the what. This isn't very difficult. But believe me, if every corporation in America could have me come talk to their employees just for a little while and tell them just such a simple thing, I think we could help the national economy. We just need to show up and do what we're supposed to do. Faithful people plan to be faithful. The Bible says in Psalm 119:90, it speaks of God's faithfulness to all generations. You know that God was faithful to the last generation, and He plans to be faithful to this generation too. But faithful people plan it. Let me explain something to you. I think you ought to decide that you want a faithful life. But to accomplish a faithful life, you'll probably have to plan a faithful year to be faithful. Probably to have a faithful year, you'll have to have a faithful month. But probably to have a faithful month, you'll have to have a faithful week. To have a faithful week, you probably need a faithful day. To have a faithful day, you'll need faithful hours. Say, I'd really like to have someone say someday of me that that person was faithful in life. You don't get it by setting that as the mere goal. You get up and you say, I'll be faithful this hour, which can lead you to be faithful in that day, which can lead you to be faithful in that week, which can lead you to be faithful in that month, which can lead you to be faithful in that year, which can lead you to be faithful in that decade, which could lead to a reputation of faithfulness, but you have to take it one step at a time. So you start now, today. You start tomorrow morning. At what? Just being faithful. Just being faithful. It's a plan. There's a plan that goes into accomplishing this wonderful thing called faithfulness. You got a plan to be faithful to what? To school. You got a plan to be faithful to work. Plan to be faithful to church. Plan to be faithful to your soul winning. Plan to be faithful to whatever it is, whether it's a Flyers Club or King's Kids or Youth Ablaze or choir practice. You just have to plan it. Now, you can't get all your faithfulness in to your music group. You can't get it all in this week, but you need to show up on the hour where you were scheduled to practice, when you were scheduled to practice, and then you do it again next week, and then you do it again the week after that, and before long, people say, they're faithful. Don't worry. They'll be here. You don't have to worry. You don't have to wonder. It's sad that some of your bosses go and check to see if you came in today. And it may be that that's how the old lost world is going to live, but folks, we're born again by Jesus Christ. We're to be setting the example. You say, I wish America would have a revival. We're not going to have a revival just because the lost get saved. We're going to have a revival because the saved get right with God and start practicing the characteristics that makes a country great. If we want America to be great again, it won't be by the president that we elect, but it'll be by making some decisions to be faithful and committed to what God's told us to do. I'll give you one more point. We'll go have some cupcakes. Proverbs 31:23 says, "The Lord preserveth the faithful." Oh, do I love this verse? The Bible says, "The Lord preserveth the faithful." You know what that means? If you're faithful, God will preserve you. God gives you strength for continuance. Why? Because you're faithful. It's funny. Once somebody begins to be unfaithful to stuff, they begin to be unfaithful to just everything. They lose it. Hey, if you're starting to quit on God, quit at work, quit, you better watch out. Faithfulness is habitual, and so is quitting. Faithful people, they're not quitters. They're not giver-uppers. Don't give in to the flesh's demands. Faithful people and unfaithful people face the same problems in life. But faithful people decide they're not going to quit. The unfaithful let the problem stop them. The faithful solve the problem and go on to success. Let's learn to be faithful. To the graduates, I've given you some advice. I believe it's very scriptural advice. You want to succeed? Be faithful. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to work. Be faithful to your family. Be faithful to church. Show up and do what you're supposed to do, and you will succeed. The keys to life are not as complicated as what we make them out to be. You say, preacher, I didn't get fantastic grades going through high school or going through college. Let me encourage you. If you didn't get fantastic grades, hang in there. Because there are all sorts of people that got fantastic grades, but they won't show up. And as a result, you'll move up. Because they can depend on you to show up and do what you were told to do. You say, Pastor, I'm not one of an effervescent personality. That's okay. That's okay. Just show up. You say, Preacher, I really want to be involved and accomplish something in the church, but I don't have a whole lot of talents. That's all right. You just show up. You just show up. Because all God's looking for are some faithful people. You know, if you're faithful, you can learn the rest. You can learn the rest. I say to our graduates, you want to succeed? Just learn to be faithful. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I realize it's a baccalaureate service, but this is also a church service. And so we're going to have a time of invitation. If you're here tonight and you've never been saved, you come. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. But may I say to everybody else, there are people in here, you're not faithful. You won't pass your classes unless you're faithful to study. You won't succeed in life unless you're faithful to do what you're supposed to do. Some of you, I can help you at work. You don't move up. You're not getting raises. Could I recommend that you just show up? Let them count on you. Let them know you're going to show up and do what you're supposed to do. What's stopping you? What are you using as an excuse? You need to remove that excuse and be faithful. Everybody wants to blame somebody else for their lack of faithfulness. You take responsibility. Who here tonight would say, God has spoken to my heart about this important matter of faithfulness. Would you raise your hand and say, "That's, I need that. God's spoken to me." You may put your hands down. If you need a moment to pray, you come. Some of you, you want to succeed in life, get this thing of faithfulness down. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Why don't you come and pray for a moment? There are young people, you're not faithful to the duties given to you. Hey, there's some of you. I've got bus workers right now, very unfaithful. Show up whenever they want. Doesn't matter to them. We've got people that are in the choir. Doesn't matter to them. Hey, your boss feels the same way. Say, "That's like a toothache to me. I can't depend on you." They ought to depend on you at work. They ought to depend on you at play. They ought to depend on you at school. They ought to depend on you in your ministry. Have you become unfaithful? And usually when you start being unfaithful in one area, it multiplies. And there's a second area and a third. Let's be faithful. Just be where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to do. Bible says most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? That's what we're looking for. Faithful man. Faithful ladies. Faithful Christians. Say, "Pastor, I don't feel like I have a whole lot to offer the church." I'll tell you something. You would not believe what it means to a pastor just to know that you're going to be faithful. Just that you're going to be faithful. What a quality.